Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, and women, welcome. I've had a couple of recent guests of late that we've focused in on some women's topics and issues, and we're going to continue that today. We have a very special guest, and we're going to crack the code today. My guest today is Beate Shillette. Her book is it's presented by the Women's Code, and the book is Happy Woman, Happy World, the foolproof fix that takes you from overwhelmed to awesome. Who doesn't want to be awesome? TheWomansCode.com and HappyWomanHappyWorld.com. And there's lots of great stuff we're going to talk about. Beate came to us. We found her. We were excited to get her on the program. Let me just say hello and welcome. Beate, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, David, for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
You're welcome. I'm tripping over my words a little bit because I'm so enthused, and that happens. It's, you know, it happens when I'm very excited about my guests. So just love, you know, I love your story of just remarkable self-determination, perseverance, just, you know, striving and working hard and overcoming some serious challenges. I applaud what you've done. Amen. And I'm just really impressed, and I'm glad that you're willing to come on and share some of your story with us and help other women who maybe are out there wondering and or struggling with what to do and how to advance their life and reach their goals. So thank you very much for agreeing to being with us.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing in helping people to figure out sort of their steps and making them financially sound. So we're in a collaborative environment, and we are here to support each other. So I'm delighted to talk to you. You know, I always like a male radio show host because it's kind of nice to have the male female perspective on what we talk about when we talk about the Women's Code. So fire away. Let's give your audience some content.
All right. Well, let's do it. So first, let's. I hope you appreciate the crack the code. We're going to talk about the Women's Code. Well, first, this is your invention. This is your trademark. So what is the Women's Code?
Yes, it is. So I came up with the Women's Code because I wanted to give women more tools and sort of the truth. You know, the truth straight up about what it takes to be successful and to live a balanced life. So I created the Women's Code, and it's a global movement of women helping each other based on this new code of conduct. And thank you for cracking the code, because that's what I do say as well. So it is about cracking the code on how to achieve success in the business, personal, and digital worlds. And I say it is a foolproof fix because women are overwhelmed. There's statistics that say women are at an all-time unhappiness.
Yeah.
And how do we get out of this insanity and this overwhelmed feeling to back, you know, feeling like women, back feeling like we are feeling good about ourselves and feeling awesome.
Yeah, I have heard, seen that, of course, anecdotally, seen it firsthand. I mean, it's a challenge for women, men too, but especially for women to juggle the demands of their jobs and the rest of their life. And I know a lot of times they feel like they're alone and they reach out to their friends and try to, you know, get this balance. And actually, you've got a we'll get to this later, but we'll mention it now. You've got this balance test, because a lot of times women are like, you know, I feel like I'm out of balance. Is there a way to kind of get a little feedback on that? You have a resource for women to do that?
Oh, absolutely. I've created the balance test, or the balance quiz, and you can find it on the womenscode.com website. Right there when you go on it, it says, are you in and out of balance? And it's only 3 minutes. And then you'll get a pretty good-sized PDF results delivered that tells you which areas of your life you are in or out of balance. And then, of course, I'll give you some free advice on how to, you know, how to change that. So, yes, it's all about how women can take what we've been sort of handed or what we've created for ourselves. Because, see, one of the reasons, David, women are so overwhelmed, it's been really only 50 years that we have had the opportunity
right
of everything available to us. And just like when, you know, when you let the pendulum loose, it swings all the way the other way.
True.
So when we finally have the freedom and the opportunity to choose what we wanted to choose in our jobs, in our relationships, our personal expression, we went all over the place. You know, and it's not good or bad, it just is. But what we didn't realize and what nobody could tell us, because our mothers didn't know this when they fought for equality, is that it meant for women that we still have the kids, we still do the majority of the housework, we still make most of the decisions in the household, but now we added what's called a second shift. And so the overwhelmed really is a buckling of women under that enormous pressure of, you know, being a mother, being a partner, being in this relationship, trying to keep love alive, being out there having a great job, finding fulfillment, taking care of yourself, looking good, working out, eating right, cooking organic meals, decorating your house properly. And we are just, you know, women just can't handle it. And that's, I think, why we are so unhappy. And that's what we, what the Women's Code sets out to change.
Yeah, what you just described, Beate, that's like you need three clones to do all that.
Seriously, right?
No, yeah. I mean, that's a lot, what you just described. Like, that's Superwoman.
Yes, and in the book, I call it the Superhuman Paradox, where I do talk about and give women some very specific pointers on how to unravel that superhuman paradox and sort of get back in the balance.
Balance, that's the key. Happy woman, happy world. That's the book. The website, thewomenscode.com. Happy woman, happy world.com. I'll make sure I get all those in for our listeners. So, you know, you went from a pretty low point, Beate, and I know that. So this isn't just you're saying, "Hey, here's some ideas." I mean, you lived this. You were in debt. You were a single mother. You were forced to leave your home, and then you turned it around 18 months later and sold your image licensing business to Bill Gates in a multi-million dollar deal.
Yes.
Wow.
Sounds really great. Just the way you said it.
Wow. Wow. That's just crazy. Wow.
Yes, and I do tell the story. You know, part of when you become very successful, you know, and to me, in my world, I feel very successful, is, and success is, you know, everybody determines it different. That's why I'm saying that. But to me, you know, this low point where I literally was $135,000 in debt, and all the stuff that happens to other people, you know, the bad employee that took my mailing list and got too close to a key vendor, and they tried to, and they set up their own business with my clients, and my invoices were paid to them. The person whose business was lost on September 11th, that was all me.
Wow.
And when I am at the lowest point, my father passes away in Germany while I get this phone call from America saying that, you know, now we're being also thrown out of the home office, the house that I lived in, that I, my daughter grew up for the previous 10 years. And so when you are so deep underwater and you have the choice of, you know, and the probability of you drowning is pretty high.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, when, you know, when my luck turned, or when I was able to turn it around, and when I cracked that code, what it took to get out of it, I wanted to take that and put that in sort of a more, you know, German engineered, systematic approach, and just say, listen, it's tough, but here is how it can be done, and spread that message as wide as I possibly can.
Amen to that. Wow. Wow. Beate Chalette, ladies and gentlemen, entrepreneur, author, walk the walk, and talking the talk. The Women's Code is thewebsite.com. The book, Happy Woman, Happy World, the foolproof fix that takes you from overwhelmed to awesome. That's where we need to be. And we're going to grab a quick break. We'll come back with more information and good stuff. Stay right there.
Here's a newsflash. All financial advisors are not created equal. Some invest in their education by getting advanced degrees and professional certifications. Some don't. Some advisors get multiple licenses and offer a wide range of solutions. Some don't. Some advisors choose to be independent. Some don't. Some advisors disclose how they are paid and the fees they charge. Some don't. Please don't settle for a don't. Let me introduce you to independent advisor David Holland. David is a CPA, a certified financial planner, a personal financial specialist, and a chartered financial consultant. With 23 years financial experience, David offers a wide range of personalized solutions and discloses all fees in writing. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit PlanStronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting.
And welcome back. Beate Shillette is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And the book, well, this is very interesting. Happy Woman, Happy World, the foolproof fix that takes you from overwhelmed to awesome, thewomanscode.com and happywomanhappyworld.com. So is the message of the book about making all of this balance really possible?
Yes, the message of the book basically is to give women a guide, a handbook. That's how I designed the book. It's a small book. It's a thin book. It's only available in paperback because I literally wanted it sort of be the guide and the purse that women can refer to. And I've come up with a concept that's called egorism, and it's a time-based concept. And I teach women on how to figure out which egorism, which is what I call it, or you can call it a phase or a wave, but I call it a rhythm, an egorism, which egorism you are in, and to use that and how to set a main focus or set a priority, and then what do you do with that and how do you adjust that so that the rest of your life falls into place. One of the biggest issues women have, David, is that women try to do everything all at once. And because you laugh, right? So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Beate, I think a lot of women would relate to that immediately and say, but it's all got to get done.
Yes, it does. But the trick is that when you do know what your egorism is, that determines the priority or how I say, in the women's code, the main focus. So if I give you one example.
Okay.
So when I am a new mother, at irrespective on how cracking my career was, but when I am a new mother, usually what happens, women, you know, our hormones are changing, our world changes, our ability to love changes, and we have this beautiful child, and now our main focus really is the child. But many women are feeling guilty to give, you know, our kids that main focus because we still need to take care of the career, we still want to take care of the relationship, we still want to take care of everything else. But rather than trying to do the other ones equally well and then feeling guilty about not being able to do that, in the concept of egorhythm, we say this is the rhythm you are in. A rhythm takes usually about 3 to 4 years. And set a main focus,
okay,
and be the best mom you can be in that rhythm because guess what? Another one is coming.
Right.
And it might not be a mom egorhythm. It might be a career egorhythm or a relationship egorhythm or a health egorhythm or a spiritual egorhythm. So that we give ourselves sort of permission to ride those rhythms and to move in and out of those rhythms without that perpetual guilt, because then when we are in the next one, that is what we do 100%. The rest still happens.
Yeah.
But that's what sets the priority.
So Beate, it's giving yourself permission to allow something to be your one or two things maybe to be your primary focus. That's okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Well, you are better at it. I mean, there's now studies out there on multitasking, and now they say multitasking really doesn't work. People get more done when they're focusing on one thing and do things consistently and sequentially versus trying to get everything done at once. So now, if we apply all these concepts and we say, listen, what's driving me crazy? What's driving me crazy is that I try to do everything all at once.
Right.
So women need to give themselves permission to be imperfect.
Well, okay, so that a lot of times, I think a lot of women are going to maybe protest that a little bit, Beate, that, well, no, I'm going to do it all, and doggone it, I'm going to make it happen, but you know very well something's got to give, and I think part of what women can take from this, not to try to speak from a position of authority on this at all, but take from the fact that the reality is something is going to give, and you need take control of that and set out specific things so that you go with that flow or that rhythm that you are in at the time.
Yes, exactly. And I'll give you another example. So I learned this when, you know, I was a single mom and an entrepreneur. So I'm an entrepreneur because perhaps in reality I'm unruly, I'm unemployable, I have too many ideas. Perhaps I really love it, but when you are going through what I went through and you're an entrepreneur, it's hard. And I'm a single mom. I'm not in my own country. I'm in the United States. Mm. You know, I'm an American now. Back then, I wasn't. So how do you make all of this work? And what I eventually realized is that I just could not make a relationship work.
Mm.
Not in that level that I wanted to experience a relationship, because I just didn't have the time. And I had to focus on, you know, taking care of my child,
right,
putting food on the table,
right,
and surviving. And as my daughter got older and she became a teenager and she really didn't want me to be around, now all of a sudden I had more time to take care of what was important to me, namely, you know, now looking at a relationship. Now my daughter's moved out. She's got a college degree. And now I found the most wonderful man and I'm in a fantastic relationship. So, but I've given myself permission to not have that, because I somehow knew I couldn't make that work. But now that I have that, now that's really important to me. And that's one of, you know, that's a main focus to me, to enjoy that, because I didn't have that. And it is amazing. So it's about, not just about cutting yourself off. And I think that's what women misunderstand. It's not about cutting yourself off from having all. To the contrary, it's having it all, but knowing how to 100% enjoy it when you have it and when it's the time to enjoy it.
Makes sense. Beate Shillette, ladies and gentlemen, we're glad to have her on the program. Happy Woman, Happy World, the foolproof fix that takes you from overwhelmed to awesome. The website is womanscode.com and happywomanhappyworld.com. We'll grab a quick break and we'll come back and we're going to ask Beate what feminism means to her. Stay right there.
Does getting financial advice seem like a game of cat and mouse? Then maybe it's time to hire a fiduciary. What's a fiduciary? That's a financial professional who puts the needs of his clients ahead of his own. Being a fiduciary also means that the advisor should recommend the products and services he believes will best serve his client's needs, not what an insurance or investment company tells him he has to sell. So next time you're talking to an advisor, ask him, "Are you a fiduciary?" The answer should only be yes or no. If the advisor doesn't know, then the answer is probably no. This public service announcement has been brought to you by Holland Financial. We want to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Beate Shillette is our guest. The code, thewomanscode.com. Happy Woman, Happy World, the foolproof fix that takes you from overwhelmed to awesomeness is the book. And there's a website for that as well, happywomanhappyworld.com. And there's a balance test over there, and you can kind of check yourself, make sure you don't wreck yourself with trying to do too many things at once, and maybe it's just not the time for you to do some of those things. And that's the message we've been hearing from Beate, and I set it up before the break to ask her. I gave her a little time to think about it. What's feminism, which has been used in a lot of ways, and I know you're very tuned into this. What's it mean to you today? Is it still a relevant term? Is it changed? Is it you know, this trying to do all things at once? Is it, you know, how does that all play together? What does it mean to you?
Well, I'm really glad that we're talking about feminism, because, you know, one of the things that really irks me and that I've been hearing for, you know, this discussion where famous actresses and people come forward and they say, I'm not a feminist, you know, or the term feminism is outdated. And I have a very, very clear message to that. The Women's Code is all inclusive. We don't throw anybody under the bus, which is why it's called a code. We want to make sure that we include everybody, and our foremothers who risked their relationships, who risked absolutely everything to go on the streets and to fight for equality. And equality just simply means that we have the right to pursue the same goals as a man, as in, you know, finding a job, getting education, having our own bank accounts, and making our own decisions, and marrying who we want, and being, you know, really independent. So feminism is the core of a modern woman, or a contemporary woman, because without that, we'd be really nothing. So rather, instead of, you know, snuffing at feminism and saying, yeah, these are all man haters, that's not true. Feminism, the first wave of feminism, the second wave of feminism, it was all about we need to get to equality. Now we are at equality. Now feminism is just taking a new turn. So when Marissa Mayer, the CEO of Yahoo, says she's not a feminist, I have a very clear message to you. You wouldn't be there if it wasn't for feminism. So, you know, be grateful, be thankful, and then define what the next step is and how we now can take and help more women to get even further.
Well said. And are we there yet? I mean, I know that there's still the statistics about, you know, in one respect, women not making as much per hour or the average pay. But then on the other side of it, which is ironic, is that over 50% of the wealth in this country, the United States, is controlled by women.
Well, the numbers are so messy. So I just read the statistics by a women's organization that says if we continue to get the pay gap adjusted at the current rate, we're looking at the year 2139. So
okay.
we got a little bit of ways to go.
Yeah.
There. So that needs to be sped up. At the same time, we're seeing that about 60 to 65% of college graduates or higher degree graduates are women. So
okay.
That means that when it comes to executive management, it's only going to be a question of, 10 years before we see this,
sure.
this enormous shift.
A big bubble, yeah.
So that means we got a lot of work to do. And that's what's changing, is that the pressure on corporate America, that the pressure on the world about what is the empowered woman and what she looks like really is increasing. And we see many, many women leaders emerging, but a lot of people really struggling with the how. And that's what I wanted to do with the Women's Code. I
Excellent.
Wanted to really give a how and not a what.
Well, how can women out there listening to this program, Beate, how can they participate in the Woman's Code?
Well, the first thing, of course, is to go get the book, Happy Woman, Happy World. We just touched on a few things like
sure.
the superhuman paradox, how to sort of defrazzle yourself, and egoism. In the book, you can learn on figuring out what your egoism is, and then I have a lot of free stuff where you go back on the website and you can download a few reports and lists and things like that are really helping women to make things happen, and it gets phenomenal feedback. So that's where I would start. I also offer online courses. And
nice.
Of course, on the Women's Code, there's a ton of free information, and of course, do take the balance test.
Nice, very good. Is this your current big project and the current ego rhythm that you're in is to do this? Future plans? Got more other things that you're thinking of doing?
Yes, I do. I actually just launched my corporate initiative, which is called, I hope I'm not offending anybody, the Bitch and Bully Free Office. And it's all about helping to train companies on implementing women leadership programs. I speak and I train on the topic
okay.
all across the country. So, yes, this is what I do, and I'm really invested in it for now.
All right.
What is the rhythm? Yes.
Yeah, that's very good. Well, you mentioned the corporate world and the training, and you're not just training, you know, to get the obvious out of the way. You're not just training men how to behave properly in the workplace or how to embrace women's leadership, but you're also, I imagine, you know, talking to the women, and because in some situations, women don't always support each other, right? There's some sabotage that goes on, I would imagine.
Oh, it's misery. The numbers say, the data says that men and women are equal bullies and bitches. Let's just say it how it is. But when it comes to women, when they bully, seek out other women at 80%.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. So, you know, at least a man is not discriminatory. I mean,
a
bully is a bully.
We're better than that.
But when a woman does it, she goes for another woman's jugular. So part of the training that I do is to explain and to, you know, women are very smart, and a lot of women just don't know this information. And when you explain it and you give them the background of why this has been the way it is, because, you know, when men were out hunting, they needed each other to be competitive for survival.
Right.
We were left at home worrying about what was left for us. So it's in our DNA to worry about losing what we have and to scheme and plot on how to take somebody else's away, because that was how we had to ensure our survival. So this archaic behavior is what the Women's Code changes. And when women get that, I mean, it's like a lightning bulb goes on in a split second, and everybody goes like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this. I'm stopping immediately. And the results are phenomenal.
So it's also not just sabotaging potentially other women, but also self-sabotage, I would imagine.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. It's when you behave like that, it eats at you. There's, you know, a happy person is so easily recognizable, and a miserable person is too. So we have a choice on which way in our lives we want to go. For my part, I choose happiness. Was I always a great person, a great woman to other women? No, I was not. But there comes a point where you say, I'm going to stop that because I'm preventing myself from having relationships, from having collaboration, from getting the support I need. I'm not supportive of others. It's not a good environment to be in, and it makes you literally sick and angry and upset. So we can change that, and it doesn't take a lot, and that's what I'm here to do, to change it.
Outstanding. Beate, I applaud your efforts. How does this, I've got just a couple minutes left, how does this then apply to, you know, we talked about women's control and the different statistics in terms of pay, but also in controlling assets. How does this play into finances overall, you know, in terms of, you know, this cracking the code, if we will, the women's code, and embracing these concepts that you're sharing? How does that play into finances, just in everyday financial affairs that women are handling or involved in, getting more involved and things like that?
Well, I think, for one, David, and I'm really glad you're bringing the financial aspect up. First of all, it is really important for women to take control over their own finances. So there is, you know, again, you know, and I'm big on the research and the data, and it shows that a lot of women, when they are, you know, God forbid, divorcing, or when things are changing, you know, it could be the death of a husband or whatever, that a lot of women end up at poverty level. Or I have, you know, friends or women that have, you know, come to me and asked for help that are, you know, 55 years old and they're looking for roommates, which is really not where you want to be at that point in your life. So taking control over your finances and your destiny does come by the first pillar of the Women's Code, and that is awareness. And the awareness is, we are living in a world where the currency is money.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get the money taken care of.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad of the services that you are offering, because I know you have a soft spot for women, helping them to, you know, to get their financial aspects of their lives together. And you cannot start early enough. I have a 22-year-old daughter, and I'm teaching her already now on how to invest, how to calculate, how to balance checkbooks, and do all that stuff, because it is invaluable. It's a skill you must master.
Amen. Well, Beate, I'm going to send you a copy of my book, and you can share it with her. And after you've read it, of course, yourself.
Yes, of course. And reviewed it on Amazon.
There we go. Beate Shillette, ladies and gentlemen. And the book is Happy Woman, Happy World, The Foolproof Fix That Takes You From Overwhelmed to Awesome, thewomanscode.com and happywomanhappyworld.com. Beate, love having you on, and we'll have you back again.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.